Caring people make the difference at American Senior Communities. Click on the American Senior Communities logo or go to ASCSeniorCare.com for information about services, locations, and special stories of seniors.
We're back on Caregiver Crossing. This is Tina McIntosh in studio with Terry Stacey. And we have a crowd. We're in here with Belle Schaff, who's the Director of Admissions and Marketing with Brownsburg Meadows and American Senior Communities. Good morning, Belle.
Good morning.
And Carol Dixon, who is the Senior Manager of Mission Delivery at the Indiana Area American Diabetes Association.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. So we're going to talk about diabetes.
Yes.
And we hear about it a lot. Do you have kind of the elevator speech on what diabetes is?
I do. There are two main types that we'll talk about today so that you can understand the difference. So there's type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, your body manufactures no insulin at all. And in type 2 diabetes, your body, your pancreas, may be producing some insulin, but not enough. And then as you age, the pancreas just gets tired and it quits producing insulin at all. So what does insulin do for us? That's what a lot of people don't understand. Some people think it's just a medication because they know people take insulin injections. Insulin is a hormone that our body requires in order to live. So you need to picture a cell in your body, and then you need to picture glucose that comes from the foods that we eat. And so that glucose has to get into our cell in order to give our body energy. Otherwise, we can't function. So insulin is the key that opens that cell to let the glucose or the sugar get into our bodies. So if you are not producing any insulin, you have no keys, so your cells can't open. That's why you have to take insulin injections. If your body's not manufacturing enough insulin, it's like a broken key. It still can't get that cell open to let the necessary sugars get through our body.
And is it a genetic thing always? Because sometimes you hear about it being genetic, correct?
The risk factors, family history is definitely at the top. Other risk factors would include age, 45 and older. And again, we're talking about type 2 here.
Okay.
That's different than type 1. Weight, a sedentary lifestyle. But there are a lot of, there are triathletes who still develop type 2 diabetes because their family history is so strong.
And is there a way to avoid it?
The best way to avoid it is with a good diet and regular exercise, physical activity of some sort.
Man, it all comes back to that, doesn't it?
It does. Everything always does. And that's one reason that people get frustrated with diabetes because they feel like they can't eat anything anymore. And that's not the case at all.
As I take a drink of my sugary drink. Perfect timing. Terry, do you have any experience with diabetes? Do you know anybody that's living?
I do. An uncle, one of my favorite uncles that passed away not long ago from diabetes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And you just watched it progress, and it felt at that time it just was helplessness because it just continued to get, no matter what he did, it just got worse and worse and worse. And are there some symptoms that we might see,
yes,
Carol?
With either type of diabetes, type 1 or type 2, the symptoms are the same. So you may be extra thirsty, you may urinate more often, you may still be hungry even though you've eaten a full meal. You could lose weight without trying, be extra fatigued, have sores that don't heal, blurry vision. The differences in type 1, those symptoms are going to manifest fast and you're going to know you're sick. In type 2, you can have those symptoms. You may not actually experience those symptoms for 5 to 7 years after diabetes has already started. So therefore, you could have damage going on in your body and you don't even realize you have diabetes yet.
Well, I do not like that news.
No, it's not good news.
And is it more prevalent in the Midwest? I mean, do we see more of this in Indiana?
Indiana is one of the leading states for diabetes. We just had new CDC statistics that were released about 2 weeks ago. 14.5% of Hoosiers have diabetes compared to the national average of 9.3%. So that's, you know, over 5% difference. That's huge.
Is that related to obesity?
Yes.
I don't like that news either.
Well, you know, if Indiana's up there on the obesity list,
yeah,
and also the diabetes list, then those two must go hand in hand.
Right. You know, what's incredible to me, though, is we talk about diet and exercise, and yet so many of us are not watching what we're eating.
No.
And we're not exercising.
We've got trails. We've got, you know, bike rides every weekend. I mean, it's not that nothing's out there for us to get that exercise and good
shame
health.
On us.
Shame on us because it's taking lives.
Well, and I know one of the things, Carol, that we wanted to ask you too is about any serious complications that come. But I can tell you, my father-in-law has been living with diabetes for a long time, has actually been on kidney dialysis for the last 5 years.
Diabetes is the leading cause of kidney damage. It's also the leading cause of heart attack and stroke. A lot of people find out they have diabetes after they've had a heart attack. It's also the leading cause of lower limb amputation because of neuropathy. It's also the leading cause of blindness.
I did not know any of this.
Diabetes is a very serious disease because you have to think about this. Diabetes is a disease that's in the blood. So if your glucose levels are high, your blood is like molasses, and so it can't flow through your arteries and your veins, and therefore it causes damage. And where in your body does blood not flow? So it can cause damage to everything.
If you get that diagnosis, is it curable?
Diabetes, there is no cure for diabetes.
So once you're diagnosed, you've got it.
You always have it. Some people may, through lifestyle changes or medication, feel like it's reversed, but it really never goes away, because as soon as anything changes and your glucose levels will go back up, and it's not curable.
Okay, so this is Carol Dixon we've been talking with, who's the senior manager at American Diabetes Association here in Indiana. But Belle is in studio with us too. Belle Schaff is the director of admissions and marketing with Brownsburg Meadows. And Belle, there are so many things that ASC does in our community and across the state. And I know that you are involved with American Diabetes Association, and you've got, what do you do with them?
We do a lot of things with the association, but we are also going to be available at their It's All Relative event on August 16th to help answer questions, provide education, support for those that are living with diabetes.
And I would imagine in your facilities, you see a lot of folks who are living with diabetes.
We do.
Yeah. And is that true, Carol, that a lot of people, I know you gave us the percentages and said 14%, I believe,
yes,
in Indiana are living with diabetes.
Yes.
But that's part of that mindset, too, is we're living with it. And so, I mean, it's a serious disease that needs this attention, correct?
Yes, it is a serious disease. There are direct connections between diabetes, cancer, arthritis, kidney disease, Alzheimer's disease. It affects the entire body.
If for caregivers and for those of us that work with employees, fellow employees that have diabetes, and if they should have a reaction of some sort, obviously we call 911 immediately, but is there anything that we should do to react to someone that is having a symptom of some sort?
Yes, you need to understand the symptoms of low blood sugar. That's the most immediate danger. So symptoms would include shakiness, someone that's become very irritable when they're not normally irritable, sweating, nausea, that sort of thing. And so what you want to do is to check their blood sugar. Hopefully they have a meter and some strips nearby and you can do a check. And if they are below 70, then you need to treat them. You need to treat them with some orange juice, some regular soda, something that's high in sugar, but not chocolate or sugar that has fat in it, because that will delay the reaction.
Okay. Oh,
ooh,
my
and
goodness.
People
good
make that mistake a lot,
absolutely,
don't they?
Absolutely. You think something sweet, hurry, something sweet.
Well, and I would imagine it's better to stick with a liquid than something solid anyway if someone's having these
other
symptoms.
It goes in faster. Yeah. Some people even use icing. If the person maybe is starting to have a seizure or go down and they can't talk, if they don't have glucagon, that's a life-saving injection with them, you can use like the squeeze icing and rub it inside their mouth. You can do something like that as well.
And there's also a squeeze medicine, right? Isn't there something that you put
in? There are some gels that you can use.
Yeah, we keep those at Joy's house for the folks who are living with diabetes.
Yes.
If someone wanted to get in touch, Carol, to learn more, how would they do that?
They could call our office at 317-352-9226 or send me an email to cdixon, that's D-I-X-O-N, at diabetes.org.
Thank you to American Senior Communities for, you know, what you're doing to get the word out as well.
Absolutely.
Thank
and we'll
you.
See you out there on August 16th. We've got to run. The Home and Garden Show is next, broadcasting live from Exercise Inc. Have a great weekend. Fox News is next on 93 WIBC.